You're listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is Wednesday, September 16th. And joining me in studio this morning, the Reverend Stanish Stanley and Joe Harwell, both with Christian Friends of New Americans. Pastor Stanley, great to have you in studio this morning.
Thank you very much, sir. Thanks for having me again.
And Joe, welcome back.
Well, thank you. Great. Good to be here.
Glad to have this opportunity to talk about Christian Friends of New Americans. Stanish, let's talk a little bit about the work of CFNA. How did it begin? Who does Christian Friends of New Americans serve?
Well, you must have heard about Christian Friends of New Americans as an LCMS registered service organization, which has been in place since 2008. But the history goes prior to 2008, somewhere in the early 2000s, maybe 2002. That's when the Bosnian refugees were coming into the St. Louis area. And that's how CFNA really started, with Dr. Alan Buckman and mainly with Mrs. Carol Buckman. She was the visionary for CFNA, along with many of her friends who kind of used to meet in the basement of Messiah Lutheran Church, where Pastor Jonathan Lang was the youth pastor. So that's how it all started, because they kind of started seeing that these refugees who are kind of populating the nearabouts of Messiah Lutheran Church, and what do we do with these people? Who? Mm-hmm. How can we reach these people? That was basically their concern. So it started with the Bosnian refugees, but the refugees keep kind of moving. It's not that you have the same refugees coming in for years together. It kind of gradually moved over to the African section, the Eritreans, Liberians, Ethiopians, and the Sierra Leoneans and all that. CFNA also kind of grew out of that outreach, which was very much driven by a pastor from the seminary who had just come out of seminary, called Tony Bowes, and then gradually moved over to having an African facilitator or a pastor called Adefris Makasha, who kind of did more for CFNA to be popularized as something which is a Lutheran enterprise in the city, reaching out to refugees and new Americans coming in. And ever since the 2008, we kind of moved over to the Peace Center, which is on South Grand. It's a building which was previously a Baptist chapel or something of that sort, which was then taken over by the Missouri district and then given over to CFNA, so that the work of reaching out to refugees who are in the South Grand area, especially in the city side, people who come in to the city through the International Institute, who bring in somewhere around 600 to 800 people a year as refugees to the city, to so that this can be their home. This outreach could be facilitated through the Peace Center. That was basically the idea behind it. And ever since 2008, we have been there, and we've been doing our very best to take the message of Christ as friends to these new Americans who are amongst us.
And Joe, you serve as a volunteer with Christian Friends of New Americans, and I know we're going to get to the event very soon that you're greatly involved in. Why are you involved with Christian Friends of New Americans? Why is it important to you that we welcome these new Americans, people coming to the United States, coming to St. Louis to find a new home here?
Well, I think it's important too, because these people have been shocked away from and they're leaving their homeland. Mm-hmm. They really are struggling with every aspect of life, and it's a great opportunity to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with these people and try to get them focused and give them some stability in their everyday life, and especially through Jesus Christ.
How, any idea, Stanish, how many people are served in a year through Christian Friends of New Americans?
Well, our target is, as I said, the International Institute, which is the primary contracted agency by the government, bringing in 600 to 800 people as refugees into the St. Louis area every year. We kind of work with them to some extent, just to know as to who is coming in and, you know, all that. But the CFNA target, it's a small organization, but our target is at least to make 200 contacts every year with new Americans who are coming in. So new Americans, at least 200 contacts every year. That's basically what we keep in mind. Last year, I think we must have crossed even the 200 mark, somewhere close to 300 mm-hmm. probably was what we reached. The idea of CFNA is also the overarching concern is also to kind of bring these new Americans with whom we establish contact into the church, into the LCMS congregation, and that, because we are a mission society, as Dr. Buckman always kind of reminds us, mm-hmm. We are not the church, and we do not have the resources of the church. The biggest social capital or religious capital that there is in the church, and the biggest friendships and connections and the benefits of a home that can be availed by the new American who comes in as a refugee is in the congregation. So mm-hmm. that is our primary aim, to share the gospel and to bring them into a local LCMS congregation, so that we, the LCMS congregation in the city, which are also kind of on a downward trend, can benefit from these people who are living very close to these very old Lutheran churches, which have been there for so many years. Just to add to what Joe Uncle has been speaking of over here, you see the Syrian refugee crisis and how people are kind of, dislocated or mm-hmm. ruptured from their own homelands and home places. And as Uncle pointed out, it is very right that you get an opportunity to share the gospel with people who are broken, mm-hmm. whose very people or people with whom probably they lived for so many years, and who are so close to them in their life have turned against them. It's a big moment of brokenness where the gospel can be a comforting and a leading light. To mm-hmm. know that in this world there is evil, there is difficulty, but at the same time the gospel of Christ can be a healer, can be somebody who can be a soothing influence for people in need.
Many of these people who are coming are, as you both have pointed out, fleeing from their lives are totally turned upside down in their homeland, many fleeing for their own safety, for the safety of their family, and seeking refuge here. And what better way to welcome them than with open arms and the gospel of Jesus to show them that love and mercy as well. Stanis, you mentioned congregations in South City that partner with CFNA. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about some of those congregations that have opened their doors and been so very welcoming and worked with CFNA to become that new congregation for these new Americans.
Yes, in fact, we cannot thank these congregations enough for really opening their doors and making it possible for the mission and the work of CFNA to really materialize in the lives of new Americans. So, we have a working relationship with four congregations mainly right now. And we are open for more, of mm-hmm. course. But at least the four that have benefited from the work that CFNA has done amongst these communities that have kind of populated the city area. First is Timothy Lutheran Church, where mostly you will see the African side of the refugee population kind of be a part of their congregation and worship. The Liberians, the Ethiopians, the Eritrean refugees have kind of found a home over there. The second one is Ascension Lutheran Church, taken care of by your very own Matt Clark, who mm-hmm. kind of does so many things over here on KFUO. So the Nepali group with whom we have kind of had the most success, whether ticket baptisms, and I just wanted to point out over here that CFNA has had over 120, 130 baptisms in the past 6-7 years, and mainly coming from the Nepali population. They were Hindus and Buddhists earlier, and a few Christians, but not Lutherans. But now they have become a part of Ascension Lutheran Church. So the Nepali group finds its place over there. Messiah Lutheran Church, the third one in the city, has also benefited from our Nepali connections. So a few Nepali groups kind of, or in families are a part of Messiah Lutheran Church. And the final one being St. John's Morganford, which is also benefiting from our relations with the Nepali community. So there is a small Nepali group meeting over there also. Of course, for want of it's completely based on where people live mm-hmm. and what which church is the one which they feel comfortable going and all that. But these are the four congregations that have partnered with CFNA and have benefited, but also CFNA has benefited from them because that's where many of our volunteers come from.
Mm-hmm.
And CFNA is a very heavily volunteer-driven organization, and we praise God that, yeah, these congregations and their members and people of the LCMS and even others mm-hmm. Outside of the LCMS have been willing to kind of give their time and volunteer their little moments for us so that we can share the gospel with our new American friends as American friends.
Well, thanks be to God for these congregations that are willing to be welcoming and to be Christ's hands and feet, to be servants of Christ and their neighbor here in the South City and welcoming these new Americans. You mentioned opportunities to volunteer, and I'd like to talk about that a little bit more. But before we get to that, a great event coming up in the not so distant future to support the work of Christian Friends of New Americans. Joe, we have a fun event coming up in October, the annual golf benefit. Tell us about it, Joe.
Right. That's on October the 13th at Norwood Hills Country Club. And this is a fun event of the year. We hope to raise a lot of money. We need to get a lot of people involved. So all you listeners, men and women, please come and join us. The event is at, like I said, Norwood Hills Country Club, which is next door to Lutheran High North.
Mm-hmm.
One of our great neighbors up on Lucas and Hunt, just north of I-70. The event starts at 10:30 is registration.
Mm-hmm.
11 o'clock, you get a nice lunch. 12 o'clock, it's a scramble event, so it'll be a shotgun start at 12 o'clock. After golf, there's a hospitality hour at 5 o'clock, and a nice dinner, buffet dinner after that. And so it's a full day. There will be some auction items,
mm-hmm.
both silent and oral auction. So it's going to be a nice full day, nice event for everybody.
So Tuesday, October 13th at Norwood Hills Country Club in St. Louis, in the north side of St. Louis. Yeah. Registration at 10:30, and the day carries on with lunch and 18-hole scramble, hospitality at 5, and 5:30 dinner in the clubhouse, silent auction as well. Lots of yeah. fun that day. October 13th, so yeah. it's finally starting to cool down a little bit. It's a great time to have a golf tournament, a golf benefit. So, great idea.
It sure is, and the cost is $165 per person,
mm-hmm.
which equates to $660 for a team. For retired church workers on the LCMS roster, they get a break. It's only $110 for those folks. And if somebody's significant other would like to come along for dinner, that's only $40. So
the non-golfers can come for a hospitality hour and dinner,
right.
and that happens rain or shine, right?
Right. If rain or shine, the event's going to go on. Mm-hmm. And to register for the event, go to cfna-stl.org/golf, and that'll take you directly to the golf registration on the CFNA website.
cfna-stl.org/golf, and that takes you right to the page. Very good.
Right.
Registration form, there's a flyer, you can register online.
Right.
So registration yeah. for golfers, $165, retired LCMS church workers, $110, and for the non-golfers, $40 for hospitality hour and dinner, and enjoying the silent auction, all the festivities there. Stanish, with just about a half a minute left, what are you looking forward to most about this event?
Well, I hope that many of our American friends over here would take the time to support this event, and also because this event really supports many of the activities of CFNA. Apart from all the volunteer opportunities of after school tutoring and health and wellness, we also do a lot of home delivery furnishings, and this is events like the golf event, which kind of raise money,
mm-hmm.
goes to support many of these activities, and it is important important that our American friends take the time and make it a point. Just follow what Christ has said in John 15:15. He has called us as friends. So, and as friends, we want to reach out to our fellow friends who are coming in from different parts of the world, who are in brokenness, mm-hmm. who need help. And a golf event like this can raise the money to do many of these activities and help these people who are in need.
And I gather there are also additional opportunities to volunteer. We can find those on the website as well.
That is correct. Yes.
CFNA-STL.org. And you can find out more there as well. Well, thank you both for coming in today and sharing about this. I appreciate your time this morning.
Well, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Coming up October 13th, check it out, CFNA-STL.org. And you can find out more about the golf benefit there. You're listening to His Time. We've got our study of the Daily New Testament reading right around the corner on Worldwide KFUO.